The thing is, when AJ fights at the moment, he's always heavily, heavily odds on. So the rounds betting is always very interesting. And most people fancy him for early knockouts. And when he's 20-1 on for a fight, I suppose that's the only way to give your support to AJ in the fight. So this Cardiff fight, we'd expect to see rounds betting around round two and round three at 7-1 and 8-1 to be the biggest backs.
Okay.
Obviously, in the last fight you saw Carlos Takam stand there, probably would have stood there all night and take that the beating in the end from Anthony Joshua and Josie Parker. You know, maybe the same. You know, the team are trying to wind up Anthony Joshua, talking about his chin, but then talking about Parker being, you know, never knocked down in sparring, never knocked down as an amateur, never knocked down as a pro. Could this be a lot harder test for Joshua than the usual kind of Joshua fans maybe predict?
I think he has a good promotions team behind him, and the best thing to do is to say that, no, this is a real test. But us bookmakers, you can't get it past us. And when he's 20-1 on for the fight, so every £20, you're only winning a pound if he wins the fight. We're saying something different. To do with the distance of the fight, I mean, obviously, whenever he's fought in what I would describe as harder fights before, people keep saying, well, he never really gets tested beyond the third round. Has he got the stamina to do it? So I guess his team are going to try and build him up for that kind of fight, and the Deontay Wilder fight does look like one of those.
Yeah, the Deontay Wilder fight is quite mouthwater. There's no doubt about that. Also, some of the other markets that just sort of caught my eye yesterday is who's going to be his walk-on act? And it looks like the favourite you've got a Betway is Stormzy.
Well, we know that Stormzy and AJ are great friends, and Stormzy's up there at the moment. And I think that would be the ideal. In Cardiff, I think we did want to quote someone like Charlotte Church or someone like that, but I think it's more likely to be AJ's kind of music, and Stormzy is a good friend of his, so we have to have him as the favourite for that walk-on.
Yeah, well, you've got gigs at 5-1. That's not Ryan, is it? He's there.
I should hope not.
He'd be very disappointed. What's it as well? You can get Elton John at like 100-1.
Yeah, I think there should probably be an extra zero on the end of that price, maybe 2 zeros.
I can't imagine that. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be interesting.
Get the piano set up in the ring.
Have you seen over the last kind of 12, 18 months or so, you know, since the rise of Anthony Joshua, and obviously British boxing, you know, booming at the minute with what Eddie Hearn's doing, Frank Warren, you know, back in the mix with BT as well, that, you know, that there is a resurgence of betting on boxing?
There really is. Look, once a big fight is promoted, we see incredible activity. So, I mean, going back last year, if you think of the Mayweather-McGregor fight, okay, obviously that was McGregor trying his hand at boxing for the first time, and obviously there were plenty of headlines around that. But we took more on that game than we would on a live Premier League game on a Sunday. So it does show that if boxing can produce the right matches, the activity betting-wise gets up there with the highest races and football matches.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, I suppose, does everybody become an expert at boxing? I certainly believe that when I sort of like walk around certain offices, everybody's sort of a bit of an expert when the fight comes along.
I've got to say, it's one of my pet hates. I mean, I must admit, boxing probably isn't up there in my highest knowledgeable sports, but you do go into a pub and everybody's got an opinion on all of these big fights, and as if they followed boxing all their life. So the interesting thing is to say, well, you've got to put your money where your mouth is, and this particular fight at 20-1 on Joshua, I don't suppose many people are going to be getting rich backing him, but all the experts do tend to come out of the woodwork for that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And also, after the Parker fight, it's probably less likely to be Tyson Fury, but obviously Tyson Fury, there's always going to be interest around him, isn't there?
I think that is the fight that the British public do want to see, but obviously there's so much going on with Tyson Fury at the moment. There are so many variables with him. First off, obviously, getting his licence back. Then he needs to get fit. And seeing some of the shots of him the other day, I mean, I can't talk because I'm about 2 stone overweight myself, but he doesn't look as if he's fighting fit at the moment, and that's got to be a big factor.
I agree with you, Alan. I think the Fury Joshua one is the one that everybody's waiting for. You want to see that, don't you, Sam?
Yeah, I think everybody wants to see that fight. I mean, obviously Deontay Wilder that potentially could be next should Joshua be successful here against Parker. But all these big fights now are huge for Anthony Joshua. Wilder would be huge. How would you price that one up, Alan, in terms of knockouts? Both guys. Have a fantastic knockout record. It'd be an interesting one that would, again, probably you'd be looking to go early.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting parts about that is that you would certainly drift anything to last the distance in that particular fight because they're both big punchers. So I would say that probably even the shorter prices for Deontay Wilder to get one of the early rounds in than him actually going the distance. So, I mean, obviously AJ would be a strong favourite.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, we were just talking about just bringing it back to football about the Sanchez deal a short while ago. Did you see a lot more money for transfers as well these days?
Yeah, transfer betting is huge. I mean, last week, on Friday of last week, the first rumour of Manchester United being interested in Alexis Sanchez came out. They were 20-1 to be the next club that he joined. That soon came into 3-1. We saw more and more activity on that, and it soon went a similar price to Manchester City, and now they're favourites to sign them, as you said in the bulletin there. So we do see a lot of activity on it. Some of it's informed, some of it is just led by paper talk, but in the end, we do see a good spread of business on these transfer markets.
Yeah, so pretty difficult to dissect like the rumours or the gossip and the people that actually know what they're talking about with regards to transfers.
It really is, but sometimes you just have to trust the money. And if people are sending to part with what you would consider a maximum bet on a transfer, you probably hold your hands up and say they probably know a bit more than me, so we'll shorten the price here.
Wonderful stuff. If people want to have a little dabble, I'm sure Betway have got a website.
Yep, betway.com is our website, and all those AJ prices are on there now, including loads of transfer specials as well.
Wonderful stuff. Alan Alger from Betway, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Our pleasure.